quarter to seven. It's time to check in with what's making news around the world this morning. Matt Bevan, our official Donald Trump correspondent.
I don't know that it's official, is it? I'm not getting paid any extra for it. Hamish, he's been tweeting again this morning on a couple of different topics, including the Joint Strike Fighter program, which we're involved with too, and I'll get to that in a moment. But first, the story in the Washington Post on the weekend saying Russia was deliberately working through cyber attacks to sway the election in Donald Trump's favour is still making big news. Here's a couple of his tweets on this morning. Can you imagine if the election results were the opposite and we tried to play the Russia CIA card? It would be called conspiracy theory. Unless you catch hackers in the act, it is very hard to determine who was doing the hacking. Why wasn't this brought up before the election? That's Donald Trump this morning. Well, the issue of Russians hacking into things certainly was brought up during the election. Here's one example.
Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing.
That's Donald Trump back in July, talking about Russian hacking there. Now, the position of the Trump administration and the Republican Party congressional leadership has been at odds on this story. One of those hosing down the story is former US ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton, who has been rumoured to be on Donald Trump's shortlist for Deputy Secretary of State. Here he is on Fox News.
We have to know the facts here, and it's not at all clear to me, just viewing this from the outside, that this hacking into the DNC and the RNC computers was not a false flag operation.
When you say false flag, that's a very serious charge. I mean, false flag by whom? Are you actually accusing someone here in this administration or in the intelligence community of trying to throw something?
We just don't know.
That's John Bolton, a potential pick for Deputy Secretary of State there. Mind you, he'd struggle to get confirmed, apparently, considering Republican Senator Rand Paul has already said he will not under any circumstances vote for John Bolton in any administration job. But speaking of the Senate, the original Washington Post story which broke the news of the CIA's conclusion said Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell was one of those who were sceptical about the evidence originally presented by the CIA on this matter back in September. Now, Senator McConnell has now come out in support of a congressional review into Russia's alleged meddling in the election.
It defies belief that somehow Republicans in the Senate are reluctant to either review Russian tactics or ignore them. So last, let me say that I have the highest confidence in the intelligence community and especially the central intelligence agencies. The CIA is filled with selfless patriots, many of whom anonymously risk their lives for the American people.
Senator Mitch McConnell, the Republican Senate leader there overnight. Now, speaking of the intelligence community, the question of whether Donald Trump is attending daily intelligence briefings was raised again yesterday during his interview with Fox News.
These are very good people that are giving me the briefings. And I say, if something should change from this point, immediately call me. I'm available on 1 minute's notice. I don't have to be told, you know, I'm like a smart person. I don't have to be told the same thing and the same words every single day. Sir, nothing has changed. Let's go over it again. I don't need that.
Donald Trump yesterday on Fox News. Today, NBC News is reporting that back in 2014, Trump fired off this tweet. Fact: Obama does not read his intelligence briefings, nor does he get briefed in person by the CIA or DOD. Too busy, I guess. That's Donald Trump tweeting a couple of years ago. This fact turned out on further investigation to the by the Washington Post to be false. Obama was reading his briefings and getting briefed in person. The other tweet from Donald Trump, which is making headlines, is this one. The F-35 program and cost is out of control. Billions of dollars can and will be saved on military and other purchases after January 20th. Now, he's referring to the Lockheed Martin F-35 Lightning II, the joint strike fighter that Australia is also investing billions of dollars in. Sarah Dingle here at RN has covered this pretty extensively for Background Briefing. This tweet knocked $4 billion off Lockheed Martin's stock price. As of 6:45 Sydney time, they're still down 2.6% for the day. The Guardian is reporting that the Lockheed Martin F-35 fighter jet is the most expensive military hardware program in history and is scheduled to quadruple production during Donald Trump's administration. Currently, each jet costs $100 million. It's unclear, says The Guardian, why Trump targeted Lockheed Martin or how or if he intends to save money on the program. So it's going to be very interesting to see what this means for Australia's investment in this very expensive program, Hamish. And finally, very briefly, the nominations for the Golden Globes in 2017 are out. La La Land is a musical comedy and drama which has led the nominations with 7.
Okay.
It's about Los Angeles, which is always very popular with the Golden Globes critics. So it's tipped to do best at the awards.
How did I miss it?
I don't know. Well, it's only just come out a few days ago.
Got it.
So you haven't fully missed it yet.
I will. I'll make sure I get tickets. Thank you very much indeed, Matt Bevan. Talk to you again later on. It is 10 minutes to 7. You're listening to RN Breakfast.